The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey. There were three Nancys in my grade school class, though neither of the others seemed very much like me. Neither did the Mouseketeer on TV. For a role model, Nancy Drew was in a league of her own. There was no Saint Nancy. It just wasn't much of a name, I always thought. Wished they'd given me a better one. Good thing I never got around to changing it, because of that thing about Nancys. Among the Nancys in my orbit, you'll find a midwife, a first grade teacher, an artist, a businesswoman, a farmer, and the mayor. With enough experience as a Nancy, you do understand the essential Nanciness of a Nancy, a current of resolve and fun. Nancys are mighty. Nancy Taylor was the first Nancy I met in the area when I moved here. That was back when a laser printer was such an exotic object you could only find one in a climate-controlled computer room, and you needed signatures to get something printed. When I arrived with my form and my floppy disk wanting to print a single page, a woman was examining the sheets of her master's thesis, something about clothes, spread all over the counter. Word processing in those days was more akin to computer programming than typing. Getting a long document with images and footnotes to print out with everything lined up and the page numbers right was like trying to get a dummy to ride a unicycle across a tightrope. The woman and the technician were going to be at it all afternoon. "Do you suppose," I asked, "that you could let me in to just print off this one page?" The technician looked willing. "No way," said the woman. "Go do something else and come back in a few hours." She wasn't unkind so much as just making a matter-of-fact statement about the way the world is. My one page could be enough to throw her job off further, and she'd be stuck that much longer trying to get her thesis printed off. That's the way Nancy Taylor was. "Get out of my way. I got stuff to do. And speaking of stuff to do, why are you just sitting there?" Years went by. Other Nancys came into view. And while I was pondering how cool it would be to round up all the Nancys for a group shot and raise our arms high about how we were a force in the universe, Nancy Taylor got sick and died. What? How can you gather up the perfect set of local Nancys if you're not going to have Nancy Taylor in it? It was like she had wandered out of the play and away while the set was still being assembled. It wasn't much of a leap from the perfect set of Nancys to the perfect set of friends who grok your troubles and patch you up and get your jokes and never slight you or laugh at you when you don't think it's funny. The perfect club, and oh, how you want to be in it. That very idea gets Nancy Taylor pounding on some etheric table and pulling on her hair. You think you're holding auditions for who gets to be in your life? Look at the people around you. This isn't a casting call. This is the cast. The curtain is up, and it's live. Somehow, Nancy knew her appearance was going to be short. "Let's be mighty," she said. "Hurry up or move over." And then she slipped off the stage and out of the wings. And while we're here milling around, looking into our empty hands and saying, "What?" Saying, "I just don't believe it." Nancy's echo is still booming. Everybody's standing around being in their own way. Don't they have stuff to do? That's The View from Planet Nancy. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.